Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Monday, the 13th of July. Yes, happy Monday, everybody. Let's have a fantastic week and start the week the best way. You know what that is? The best way is being up to date with all the important sports news here on New Zealand Sports Radio. And in the news today, West Indies win the opening test. Tactics also win a thriller. Jets bounce back. Scott Dixon is the man. Hamilton wins as Ferraris take each other out. And we also have UFC 251 news, Super Rugby news, and NRL news. So lots and lots to get through this morning. And let's start off with the football. Let's start off the cricket. And the West Indies won by 4 wickets, reaching their target of 200. Set themselves a target of 200. By bowling England out for 313. Blackwood was the person who starred for the West Indies with the bat, hitting 95, and Gabriel got his 5-4, 5 wickets for 75 runs. So, yes, congratulations to the West Indies. Also to Roston Chase, who added 63. Shane Dorwich, who did the partnerships with Blackwood to see the Windies home. That's the first in the Test series, so we'll have much more action from this. Listen to Swinging from the Hip on Thursday evening at 8 p.m, where the team will give you a full rundown of the Test match and how it all went. Over in the EPL, and Aston Villa kept their slim hopes of avoiding relegation alive by beating Crystal Palace 2-0. And also Tottenham Hotspur beat Arsenal 1-1 in a mid-table battle. Beat Arsenal 2-1 in a mid-table battle there. That means that Aston Villa closed the gap to Watford and West Ham to just 4 points. But with only 3 games left, time is running out for them at the moment. Today we've got Man United playing Southampton. That will allow Man United to climb up into those automatic places for the Champions League. So a lot on the line for them. For Southampton, it's they're in the mid-table, and so not much left for them to play for this season. Heading over to the Belarusian League, and Energex lost to Ruhr Brest 1-8. That's a massive win for Ruhr Brest. Not sure what went on there. Energex, a team that are fighting at the top end of the table, getting beaten by Ruhr Brest, who are very much in mid-table. So that goes very much against the grain. People might be checking what's been happening with the bookies on that one. Yes, big, big win there. And Dynamo Minsk saw off Minsk 1-0 as well. That means that we have Shakhtar currently top of the table, with Bete in second and Naaman Gordon. Now, Naaman Gordon are playing at the moment. It's Verbesk versus Naaman Gordon, 0-0 after 60 minutes. So still half an hour to go in that one. But at the moment, just the draw between those two. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now, who's going to take us through our birthdays.
Well, Paul, I'm just marvelling at that result. I think most football players will either be either run out of town or they won't be let back into town. One of the two. not good at all. Well, some people who won't be run out of town today is, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to New Zealand Sports Radio, our three birthday recipients. First, the man that they call the Hammer, an Olympic bronze medalist in the 1972 Olympics, and finally an NRL winner. And that's where we start things this morning. Kieran Foran, born this day, the 13th of July 1990, is a New Zealand professional rugby league footballer who plays as 5/8 and halfback for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs in the NRL and New Zealand at international level. Foran previously played for the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles, Parramatta Eels, and, of course, the New Zealand Warriors in the National Rugby League. He won the 2011 Grand Final with the Seagulls. Foran played for the NRL All-Stars and captained the Kiwis twice. In 2013, was also part of the side that won the 2014 Tri-Nations title. Moving on, Rodney Philip Rod Dixon, born this day, the 13th of July 1950, is a former New Zealand middle distance to long distance runner. He won the bronze medal in the 1500 metres at the 1972 Olympics in Munich, and in 1983 won the New York City Marathon. In the 5000 metres at the 1976 Montreal Olympics, Dixon finished fourth behind four-time Olympic champion Lasse Virren, teammate Dick Quacks, and Klaus Peter Hildenbrand, whose last-second dive fall denied Dixon a second Olympic bronze medal. Those are actual, really iconic Olympic images, that particular race. And finally, Mark Hammett, born this day, the 13th of July 1972, is a New Zealand rugby union coach and former player, having represented Canterbury provincially 76 times and the Crusaders 81 times and the All Blacks 30 times, including 29 test matches. Hammett later went on to coach both Canterbury and Crusaders as the forwards assistant coach. He is currently the assistant coach of the Highlanders in Super Rugby and the Tasman Marcos in Mitre 10 Cup. That's it for birthdays today. Well, it's Hammett's birthday today, Paul, but I don't think he'd be happy with yesterday's result.
No, not at all. And moving in that result, we saw the Hurricanes beat the Highlanders 17-11. In that first half, the Highlanders really didn't defend well, and the Hurricanes made plenty of clean line breaks. Their own errors, though, kept the score down to just 12-0. The Hurricanes just could not find that final ball to release players, but they did get those two scores in. It took them 27 minutes before TJ Perenara dummied and went over on untouched for the opening score. Then in the second half, the Canes came out fast, got an early try to take a 17-0 lead, which they held on to all the way to the end. It finished 17-11 as the Highlanders made a comeback, but it was too little, too late for the Highlanders. They did get a losing bonus point, but I've got to say, without finals in this one, will that losing bonus point be crucial? If it is, it'll be about some second, third, or fourth place. It's not going to be about winning the title, let's be honest. Over in motorsport, and Scott Dixon is doing New Zealand proud. He's won the third IndyCar race of the season. Now he's won all three of the races which is a really a big feat. It's the first time since 2006 when Sebastian Bourras won the first four races that someone has won the first three in the season. The only other two drivers to do it are Foyt back in, who did seven back-to-back in 1964, and Alonso, who did three in 1971. So, yes, Scott Dixon really is set the breaking records over there in the USA. This was their first one back where they've had crowds in the at the raceway. There'll be they won't necessarily have crowds in all of them. They're going to be following local laws for the remaining races. Continuing in motorsports, and Hamilton won the second Grand Prix over there in Austria. This was helped by the two Ferraris taking each other out. Leclerc took full responsibility for that one and apologized to Vettel for doing it. Hamilton saw his way through to win that one and raised his fist in Black Lives Matter on the podium. Valtteri Bottas came second, and final and third was Max Verstappen in that one. I'm going to hand you back to Stephen now, who's going to take us through our NRL update.
Well, thank you again, Paul, and good morning again, everybody. In league news this morning, what should have been a classic turned into a fizzer. We had the St. George Dragons heaping more misery on Manly, and we wrap up our round nine results in the NRL. But it's the first game played yesterday afternoon we'll look at straight away. It should have been a blockbuster between the two top eight sides, but instead the Eels beat the Knights in a sloppy game where both teams looked like they hardly wanted to score a try. Both sides wasted attacking field position with bad last play options and poor handling. The Knights threw several forward passes, which, if legal, could have led to points. In the end, it was the Eels who won 10-4 and reclaimed top spot on the ladder. Newcastle was tackled 39 times in the attacking 22 metres, but made 13 errors and lacked some finishing touch as Mitchell Pearce and Kalen Ponga largely failed. A late and high shot from a Wagga Blake had forced Kalen Ponga off at the end of the first half. Blake shot out of the defensive line and hit Ponga after he had passed the ball, and the Knights scored through Andrew McCulloch soon after. Newcastle had a glut of attacking ball in the early stages of the blockbuster clash with Parramatta, but struggled to find the try line. Ponga and Mitchell Pearce both blew opportunities with bad passes, and the red-hot Eels made them pay by getting the first points when Ryan Matheson crossed the strip after 17 minutes. The score was locked at 4-4 until the 60th minute when Clint Gutherson slotted a penalty. Gutherson scored a try in the 66th minute, and it was the third try of the night at Hunter Stadium. It came off of a penalty and then a quick tap from the Eels captain, who offloaded to Micah Sevor to take it over the line. Knights then almost levelled it when Tex Hoy pounced on a Ponga grubber in goal, but the video ref found Hoy to be a metre offside. That final score again, Parramatta 10, Newcastle 4. And on to the second game. Manly has a horrible record without star fullback Tom Trojevic, and their woes have just hit rock bottom after being thumped by lowly Dragons side at Cogra on a Sunday. Trojevic remains sidelined with a bad hamstring injury and is due to miss about half the season. The Sea Eagles looked lost as the Red V ran away to a 34-4 victory on a wet and cold winter night in Sydney South. It's the first time since 2010 that the Sea Eagles have lost three consecutive games under coach Des Hasler. The Sea Eagles got on the board when Daly Cherry Evans put Joel Thompson over. Then the home side took the lead in the 30th minute when Josh Kerr barged over, and they extended it soon after with a Matt Dufty intercept try. Then Dufty looked like scoring again in the second half, but it was taken out illegally by George Tofoa, who was sent to the bin. The Dragons capitalised and knocked over the penalty to make it 12-4, and Manly looked completely out of gas with 25 minutes left to play. A few minutes later, Tofoa, still in the bin, Zach Lomax made space on the right edge and flicked the ball to winger Mika'ili Ravalawa to extend the lead. Lomax scored his own in the 73rd minute to twist the knife in the sorry Sea Eagles. Corey Norman scored off a great play in the dying minutes to extend that lead. That final score again, St. George 34, Manly 4. And we'll have a quick look at the results through the week. I know Paul will pop up the table there, but I'll quickly go through those results. Remember, our first round game in round 9 started on Thursday night, which saw the Roosters too good for the Cowboys, 42-16. On to Friday night, where the Titans got a last-minute win over the New Zealand Warriors, and the Rabbitohs held on against the West Tigers. 18-10 to our Saturday games. The Panthers are far too good for the Sharks, 56-24. The Broncos coming up with their first win since the season restarted again before COVID, 26-8, the good over the Bulldogs. And probably the game of the round, Storm 20 over the Raiders of 14, although they just had them at arm's length. Of course, those two results yesterday saw the Eels 10-4 over the Knights, and the Dragons beating Manly a 34-4 as we head to the table. That result yesterday for the Eels keeps them well and truly ensconced on the top of the table with 16 points. The Panthers tucked in behind on 15, the Storm on 14, the Roosters 12, and then we pretty much go down to the West Tigers just hanging on by the skin of their teeth in 8 points as we looked down the table for the Warriors. Still sitting on 6 points, not too far outside the table, outside the eight, beg your pardon, only 2 points right down to the bottom to the Bulldogs. And yeah, not a good look for the Canterbury Bulldogs. Only one win in nine thus far, sitting on 2 points at the foot of the table. That wraps up our league, NRL league news for today. Hard to believe we are almost at the halfway point of the NRL season. Of course, once we get through round 10 next week, we will be halfway through a round robin pool. It's actually flying away, isn't it? And I will be back with a little bit of UFC news shortly.
Yeah, it is amazing. I think we have to keep pinching ourselves, reminding ourselves how lucky we are down here to have live sports to watch. We're looking around at some other places, and over in over in England, for example, the Gallagher Premiership have just announced when they will be returning, which is still a month away. Still going to be in August. So yes, folks, we need to remind ourselves how, even when we get a bad game, that hey, at least we've got a game to watch. But what we didn't have in, that's something we didn't have a problem with in the ANZ Premiership, two cracking games there down at the Auckland Netball Centre on Sunday. And first off, we had the Stars beating the Magic 45-43 in a close one. The Stars came out strong in the first half to take a 5-point lead. That was wiped out by the Magic in the third quarter, who won that quarter 10-18. A big scoring quarter for the Magic there to take the league back. But they couldn't keep that momentum, and the Stars rallied well in the final quarter to win the final quarter 12-7. So they got a 2-point win there over the Magic. And we followed that up with an upset as the Tactics won a thriller against the Mystics, 41-40. The Tactics took a 2-point lead in the first quarter. The Mystics came back to narrow that to just 1 point. That got stretched out to 2 points again. I mean, yes, this was real tight all the way. The Mystics won the final quarter 9-10. But they came up short and it finished 41-40. So close there in that game. An absolute cracker fought out there in the ANZ Premiership. That means that the Central Pulse still remain top of the table with 6 wins. The Northern Mystics are second there with 4 wins still. The Northern Stars and the Mainland Tactics are both on 3 wins. But that draw for the Northern Stars earlier, that very rare draw, keeps them in third place. Magic sit down in fifth, and the Southern Steel still sit down at the bottom of the table with just 1 win. This evening, we have one more game in the ANZ Premiership this Monday at 7 p.m. The Tactics will take on the Magic. So the Magic looking at bouncing back, and the Tactics looking at backing up their win. So both, how much will they have left after two very, very close games? I'm going to hand you back now to Stephen, who's going to take us through our UFC update.
Thanks again, Paul. Well, yesterday we had Fight Island, and it finally debuted with three title fights decided at UFC 251, with only one new champion crowned. The event held at Abu Dhabi's Yas Island in the United Arab Emirates yesterday saw four bouts in the early preliminary card, open proceedings, four bouts in the preliminary card, and five bouts on the main card, and that's what we will focus on this morning. Kamaru Usman retained his welterweight title in the main event against George Masvidal, while Australian Alexander Volkanovski defended the featherweight title against Max Holloway. And that was also another feather in the cap for coach Eugene Bierman from City Kickboxing right here in Auckland. Baseman is also the coach of Israel Petra Yan defeated Jose Aldo to claim the undisputed bantamweight championship. So I'll just quickly go through the other results from the card as well. Now, Rose Namajunas last fought in May 2011-2019 against the same fighter, Jessica Andrade, but lost. So she reversed that result via a split decision in the women's strawweight decision. And in the other main card fight, Amanda Ribas she defeated Paige Van Der Zandt via submission with an armbar in round one in the women's flyweight. But I think the big news for us as New Zealanders was the win in the welterweight division of Alexander Volkanovski, who defeated Max Holloway. Once again, another real big feather in the cap here for Eugene Bierman from City Kickboxing. Remember, he got a nomination in the Halbergs as Coach of the Year, and you can see well-deserved. Got a good stable of UFC fighters coming through. Of course, I think Dan Hooker also involved with that gym as well, Paul. So little old New Zealand in UFC doing the business.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, not just got the style bender in there. He has other people as well. It shows you that that he's a good coach. And getting the results. Moving on now to the Sal's NBL. Two games last night. The Manawa 2 Jets bounced back from that massive loss to the Otago Nuggets to beat the Auckland Huskies 105-100 in the first match. They were led by the twin threats of Samuel and Vodovanich, both who scored 26 points, and ably backed up by Kirksey, who scored 17 points and also picked up 10 rebounds. Murray led the way for the Huskies with a massive 35 points, with Le'afa also scoring 25 points, but they just weren't supported by the rest of their team. And much more team effort there from the Manawa 2 Jets to get the win. That was followed up by the Otago Nuggets beating the Nelson Giants comfortably 87-97. So a low scoring affair there. Hunt and Natai for the Otago Nuggets with 26 and 24 points respectively. Hunt also picked up 12 rebounds, led the way for the Otago Nuggets. And none of the Nelson Giants really could lead their team. It was a bit of a number of players all chipped in, but no one managed to get a sort of strong performance in, which is why the Nelson Giants went down. That means now that the Taranaki Mountain Airs are still top of the table with the 6 wins, closely followed by the Franklin Bulls and the Otago Nuggets on 5 wins, and they've also played one game less. The Manawa 2 Jets are also on 5 wins as well. And then you have the bottom section of the table with the Huskies, the Giants and the Rams all on 3 wins. You've got to worry about the Rams though, because they won 3 games and have now lost 6 on the trot there. Don't forget, you can listen to New Zealand Sports Radio on the go. Just download us on your favourite podcasting app, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Acast, or just search for New Zealand Sports Radio. You have now started the day the best way, up to date with all the important sports news. Have a wonderful start to the week, everybody, here on Monday, the 13th of July.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.